Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Creative Alchemist, a podcast for creatives by a full-time creative. I am your host, Sulinette. You may call me Sulinette. If you are already a monthly supporter, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a monthly supporter and help me keep doing what I do, you can go to anchor.fm/The Creative Alchemist. Thanks again. Hi, friends. Happy International Women's Day. The episode you're about to listen to has to do with values, and it coincidentally landed on International Women's Day, which had me thinking, we, as a society, as a culture, as a nation, still don't value women. And so I hope you're valuing women. I hope you're supporting women, not just women that you're related to, not just women you find attractive, not just cisgendered women, not just white women, not just women who fit your ideas and conditioning around how women should behave, what they should or shouldn't do with their bodies, what they should look like or how they should be existing. No, my friends, support all women all the time. Value us, regardless of what you think we should or shouldn't be doing. Support sex workers, support trans women, support black women, support indigenous women, support women with disabilities, support women who are neurodivergent, support loud women, support queer women. You get it. Believe us, love us, uplift us, pay us, respect us, fight for us, all of us. Value us. And now, the podcast episode. I'm going to start this episode in particular by saying that this could go on for hours, days, years, because values are just that deep. And the conversation around beliefs, any belief, is gargantuan and nuanced as all hell. But I think that's also why it's important for an artist, everybody really, to think about their values. So, why do values even matter? Part of the reason that values matter is in the definition of what a value is. Values are beliefs that are fundamental to you. They help determine what's important to you when it comes to your life, and in this case, your work. Values are our guideposts. They are our lighthouse, our navigation system, letting us know that we're on the right path or letting us know when we might have zigged, when we should have zagged. They keep us from crashing into something we shouldn't, and they steer us back to ourselves. Values will differ from person to person. Remember, nuance. And there are a lot of factors that influence our values, from how we're raised, to culture, to conditioning, around things like money, and so on and so on and so on. And you may really disagree with other people's values, but let's not worry about them for now. Let's focus on your values. Examples of values are honesty, self-motivation, authenticity, beauty, creativity, wealth, optimism, popularity, honor, respect, animal rights, civil disobedience, and so many more. Even in that list I just said, you may disagree, I know I do, with some of those values or not hold some of them as your own. But it's interesting to think about, right? So how do you find out what your values are? You list down the things that matter to you the most. You think about your favorite version of yourself. Is your favorite version volunteering with youth at a grassroots organization in an environment that is about community care and fun? Then there are a number of values you could pull from, even an example like that. There's mentorship, community, giving back, volunteering, fun, intergenerational work. Thinking about your favorite version of yourself can help steer you towards the values that matter the most to you. Think about the people that you admire the most, who inspire you or who you aspire to be, but like being your own version of them because you're pretty rad. What is it about this person? Is it about their popularity? Is it their confidence? Is it their openness? Noodle on that and list out those very values. Do what I like to call a brain dump, which is to just free flow and let out all the ideas, write them all down, and then from there organize if you see fit. The way to use your values as a guide is to put them into practice. If you value honesty, start or keep being honest. If you value good communication, be a good communicator. If you value animal rights, advocate for our fluffy, scaly, feathery, slimy friends. Putting them into practice reinforces their importance to you, and being aligned with your own values makes you feel like a better potato. And everybody loves potatoes. Ask yourself if the work you're doing or being asked to do aligns with these values. I have been getting into this practice more and more of asking these questions before I get back to someone about an opportunity. There's nuance in this too, right? Many of us don't value capitalism, but that's the sort of pool we're swimming in, so we do our best within that while trying to change it. Us, the whole shebang, we're trying to change it all. Control what you can control for. And sometimes it's gonna suck. Sometimes you want to work with the company because of their popularity, their followers, the check, the connections, but if it compromises your values, it's usually not worth it in the end. I would argue it's never worth it in the end. So refer back to your values when you're working with others. They are your values after all. You wrote them down because they mean something to you. Your voice is important in how you move. So remember to use your values as a guide. Here's your alchemy assignment. List what your 5, 10, I don't really care how many, values are. Rank them if you'd like and post it up somewhere so that it's a reminder before you respond to that email, before you say yes to that Zoom meeting, in the midst of a project, looking back on work that you've already done. You can always ask yourself, does this or did this align with my values? And if it does, awesome. And if it doesn't, change something. Whether it's the work you're doing, who you're working with, how you're doing the work, or even the value itself. Adjust accordingly. And you already know, it's that time. Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sulinette. You can check out the rest of my life at sulinette.com. That's ZULYNETTE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.